Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our high nearing 48. A slight chance for some rain and snow showers overnight tonight with a low around 32. Some freezing rain, and snow showers likely throughout Wednesday with our high of 37. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. And showers will continue over Wednesday night with a low of 22. Sunny and 34 throughout Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the medical marijuana issue is up for debate in the state legislature this year for the 2023 session, but the discussion with the public has come up again after a two-year-old boy ended up in the hospital after eating a Delta 8 gummy. And police in the state say that the gummies are legal in Kansas as long as the THC levels are below 0.3%.
I think it's important that we start educating the public on what's legal and what's not. Delta 8 is not legal in Kansas.
That was Captain Travis Rakestraw with the Wichita Police Department on KAKE News, where he says they're working on a statewide campaign to properly inform the public.
If it has a THC content more than 0.3%, it is illegal. It is a controlled substance. So that's kind of where we're at with the police department. We're beginning to put together a public awareness campaign to let these businesses know that this is illegal.
At the same time, businesses across the state of Kansas that do sell hemp products or products with low THC say they're already following FDA guidelines. Mid-America Network News. The end-of-the-year liquidation sale is on right now at Riverwind RV. Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, and if you're in the market for a recreational vehicle, now is the time to buy. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models by offering huge discounts on 2022 and earlier models. Riverwind RV invites you to stop in and see for yourself. Discounts so big that you have to see it to believe it. Riverwind RV, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover Road at 159th Street East in Kellogg, has whatever you may be looking for with new or used travel trailers. Trailers, fifth wheelers, or toy haulers. Plus, they have all types of manufacturers like Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Gulfstream, and Keystone. It's out with the old and in with the new at Riverwind RV at Wichita's East Side, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, right at 159th East and Kellogg Drive. Stop in, check them out online at riverwindrv.com, or call them at 316-364-3333.
The Topeka Police Department have arrested one individual after the search of a home and found cocaine and marijuana within the home during the search on Thursday last week. WIBW reports that the narcotics unit searched the home with a search warrant in connection to an ongoing investigation where they found cocaine, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. 63-year-old Ford Sanders was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections on distribution of cocaine with 1,000 feet of a school, possession of drug paraphernalia with intent to distribute, possession of marijuana, drug tax stamp, unlawful to acquire proceeds from drug transactions, and six separate arrest warrants. In other news, the Garden City Police Department, along with the Finney County Crime Stoppers, have increased their reward for information on leading to the arrest and conviction of the suspects in a 2019 death of Ernie Ortiz. KWCH News reports that the reward has increased over the past 3 years, with the total now amounting to over $21,000. According to the police report, the event happened back in September of 2019 when Ortiz was found shot outside of his family restaurant. Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. All over the weekend, the Kearney Area Builders Association held their Home Builders Show at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, where they say over 80 vendors ended up going to the Fairgrounds Expo building, and attendees were able to see anything they wanted to upgrade their home.
This is the best one-stop shop around. I mean, this is where you get opportunity, and you know, a lot of homeowners, gee, it'd be a great place you could stop, talk to the heat and air guy. This is a place to stop and get all these questions answered.
That was Gene Nags, the board member for the Kearney Area Builders Association. Also at the event, they were entertained by wildlife encounters and other entertainment, where they say the event continues to grow every single year as they try to bring in new members and show off some of the latest home improvement items. In other news, the Nebraska State Patrol have arrested two individuals from Arizona after finding roughly 50,000 suspected fentanyl pills during a traffic stop on Interstate 80 near Aurora. Good American Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. John Unger was sworn in as newly elected Marshall County Commissioner at last week's meeting as he takes the place of Barb Kiekhaefer. County Councilor finalized details of the infill housing program, which will incentivize new home construction in communities with existing infrastructure through a 10-year property tax abatement. Commissioners voted to approve moving Carol O'Neill to full-time Register of Deeds deputy, effective January 1st, at the recommendation of Ruth Martin, filling her previous position after she was appointed Register of Deeds recently. Washington County Commissioners last week conducted annual reorganization with David Wilbrandt, elected chair, and Raleigh Ordine, vice chair. TC Energies contributed $7,500 toward first responder communication equipment. They report nearly 800 workers continue with the cleanup efforts of the recent Keystone Pipeline oil spill. Chemical bids are coming in, with some not available, others more expensive, through Washington County Public Works. City of Washington will receive some state reimbursement for wear and tear on streets used as detours during closure of K-15 for reconstruction. Immediate plans are to replace a section of Grove Street south of U.S. 36 with material on hand. There will be a detour on 6th Street in Washington as work on Highway 36 continues. First District Commissioner Ben Glace was sworn in last meeting of Nemahal County Commissioners with a retirement reception for outgoing Commissioner Gary Scobie. Jason Cook was elected board chair and Ben Glace vice chair for 2023. Road and Bridge Supervisor advised he's considering waiting another year or two before doing work on the Baileyville Road. He would like to see the road tore up and redone. Commissioners were in agreement with the plan. Planning Commission updated commissioners on the status of a citizen survey recently sent out in Nemahal County. Discussion was held concerning a public meeting to review results. And commissioners discussed pay and benefits for county employees for 2023. Gage County Board of Supervisors went through annual reorganization at last week's meeting, with Eric Thiemann elected board chair for 2023. Among a series of calving schools, K-State Department of Animal Sciences, in conjunction with Research and Extension, will host a workshop this Thursday evening, January 19th, at the Mankato Community Center. The program will outline overall calving management strategies, as well as tips to handle difficult calving situations. Additional information available through the Post Rock Extension District office at 785-738-3597 or go online to ksubeef.org. The first baby of a new year born in Marshall County at Community Memorial Healthcare was a baby boy born last Wednesday at 10:53 a.m. to Caitlin Harris and Austin Lawrence of Marysville. CMH in Marysville reports 61 births at the local hospital in 2022. Lloyd D. Hall, age 78 of Waterville, passed away January 14. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Christy Anders Funeral Home Waterville, burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lloyd Hall. Robert O. Butch Williams, age 80 of Wymore, passed away January 13. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice in charge of arrangements for Butch Williams. Thomas B. Bones Cook, age 63 of Baileyville, passed away January 14. Funeral service is planned Thursday, 10:30 at the Lauer Funeral Home in Seneca, burial in the Sacred Heart Catholic Church Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday evening, 5 until 7 at the Lauer Funeral Home of Seneca, in charge of arrangements for Thomas Bones Cook. James S. Skip Bronkhurst, age 53, of Greenleaf, passed away January 13. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. With visitation Friday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Skip Bronkhorst. Elder J. Bartles, age 88, of Blue Springs, passed away January 13. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Delbert Bartles. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, spaghetti, French bread, salad, and a banana. Tomorrow, tuna patties, cornbread, mac and cheese, Normandy blend, and pineapple. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying sunny and above average today before a large low pressure system will start to make its way through overnight and linger throughout Wednesday. Sunshine today with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. A chance for some rain, freezing rain, and snow showers likely overnight tonight, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Northeast winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. These showers will linger throughout the day on Wednesday as well, staying cloudy with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Northeast winds around 10 miles per hour and gusting as high as 25. More freezing rain and snow showers likely over Wednesday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some snow accumulation between 1 and 2 inches is possible. Clearing up as we head into Thursday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And staying cooler over Thursday night, clear skies with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. More sunshine on Friday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 68. The average low 18 and the record low 16 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 5:30. It's 32 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 17th of January. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
It's a marvelous night for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's 15th Annual Musical Review, morning, noon, and night at the Replay Lounge, Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville, where 39 local musicians will take you from morning, noon, to night. Tickets are on sale at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 785-859-4260. Reserved seats are $40 and general admission is $25. Support the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and experience quality local entertainment.
The Cowboys finally beat Tom Terrific. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Cowboys were at Tampa to tangle with the Buccaneers to cap off NFL Wild Card Weekend. Both offenses started sluggish, but Dallas was able to draw first blood. Dak Prescott passing for one score and running for a second. Then, right before halftime,
second down, snap back. Well protected. Now he escapes out to his left, pumps, throws it in the end zone, caught!
Touchdown, Dalton Schultz for the second time tonight.
The call on 105.3 The Fan. Prescott finished with four passing TDs and one running. Kicker Brett Maher missed a record four straight PAT tries. Dallas dominates Tampa 31-14 and will meet the 49ers next. Prescott on the upcoming challenge.
They're on fire. Win streak with the longest in the league right now. Yeah, it'd be important for us to start fast, get on top of them.
To the NBA, a big slate of games for the King Day holiday. In Charlotte, Jason Tatum led the Celtics with a season-high 51 points in a 131-18 win over the Hornets. Tatum post-game.
We were beating them as a team. We were passing up good shots to get great shots. Everybody was playing extremely unselfish. So obviously, you know, 51 is big, but, you know, we played as a team.
The tough-at-home Grizzlies crushed the Suns 136-106. Ja Morant finishing with 29 points. The Bucks down the Pacers 132-119. Raptors beat the Knicks in overtime 123-121. And in Atlanta, it was the Hawks 121, the Heat 113. Top 25 college hoops, junior center Zach Edey had 32 points, including the game-winning shot for third-ranked Purdue over Michigan State, 64-63. Number 17, Miami edged Syracuse, 82-78. NHL, Boston blank Philadelphia, 6-0. The Devils edged the Sharks in a shootout, 4-3. Stars over Vegas, 4-0. The Lightning beat the Kraken, 4-1. Four-time WNBA champion Maya Moore is retiring from the game at the ripe old age of 33. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Twin Valley League action Monday. In the girls' division, top seed Hanover outlasted Valley Heights 49-32. 10th seed host Washington County knocked off number 2 Frankfort 50-41. 3rd seed Donova West advanced past Centralia 50-41. And it was Clifton Clyde over Lynn 48-38. Setting up girls' semifinals on Thursday, Hanover versus Clifton Clyde at 6, Washington County and Donova West at 7:30. In boys play Monday, top seed Clifton Clyde rolled Valley Heights 70-38. Second seed Blue Valley over Washington County 58-35. And it was 6th seed Hanover knocking off 3rd seed Centralia Boys 43-40, while Axtell beat Troy 53-45. Boys semifinals on Friday, Clifton Clyde versus Axtell at 6. Blue Valley meets Hanover at 7:30. Tuesday night tip-offs. Onega and Wetmore girls. Troy and Axtell girls at 6. Wetmore and Frankfort boys. Onega and Lynn boys at 7:30. Monday night pool play in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. St. Mary's defeats Hiawatha boys 72-55. On Tuesday, Atchison meets Jackson Heights at 4:30. Top seed Marysville faces 7th seed Hiawatha at 6. Nemahal Central hosts St. Mary's Academy at 7:30. Marysville-Hiawatha boys at 6 Tuesday, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas-Kansas State, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip on FM 95.5. Dillard Waddell plays host to Southern in girls and boys action Tuesday.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, we know that the Wisner report last week really made a difference with the grains markets. Here's K-State's grain economist, Dan O'Brien.
Not necessarily any tremendous changes of, you know, half a billion bushels of corn or major surprises on wheat or soybeans, but generally saw positive news come out of these markets. You saw the March corn futures lead contract close up 15 cents, May up 14, new crop D's up 6. Even had a positive response for wheat, up 12 cents, up to 8.35 for the March Kansas City contract close. And for soybeans, the March contract, again, which is the effective lead, there's a January contract, the effective lead contract, that for elevator's sake anyway, would be the March 23, up to $15.18. So, you know, at these lofty levels, it doesn't take much to have a 10, 15, 20 cent move, particularly on soybeans. And I think overall that there's nothing in these reports that lead us to think any more negatively about where markets might go. If anything, they give us some positive news in what had been developing. It's kind of a time of kind of an aw shucks, oh, well, not much happening January, February. Well, now we're tightening up a little bit on the supply-demand balance sheets, and things look a little bit more positive.
And it's an uncertain future for the corn market.
As we look at the futures complex for corn, we really have no positive carry now in any of those contracts. If you go from March to May to July to September and Dece, really probably no surprise that we'd see September, December approaching the 23 harvest go down. But from March to May to July, we're sideways lower for all of them. And we did have more of a mixed picture.
And let's look at your ag news for this Tuesday, January the 17th. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The end-of-the-year liquidation sale is on right now at Riverwind RV. Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, and if you're in the market for a recreational vehicle, now is the time to buy. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models by offering huge discounts on 2022 and earlier models. Riverwind RV invites you to stop in and see for yourself. Discounts so big you have to see it to believe it. Riverwind RV, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover Road at 159th Street East in Kellogg, has whatever you may be looking for with new or used travel trailers, fifth wheelers, or toy haulers. Plus, they have all types of manufacturers like Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Gulfstream, and Keystone. It's out with the old and in with the new at Riverwind RV at Wichita's East Side, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, right at 159th East and Kellogg Drive. Stop in, check them out online at riverwindrv.com, or call them at 316-364-3333.
There is no time for a corny joke because it's time to learn about crops. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Lucas Haig, K-State Crop Production Specialist, gives insight on the 20th annual Cover Your Acres Winter Conference located in Oberlin, Kansas, on January 17th and 18th.
The overall goal of this conference has always been to provide producers an opportunity to get locally relevant data, and it's data that's backed by research. And so that's two things that are really important to us, and I think set us apart from a lot of the other conferences that are held, and that's locally relevant and research-backed. That's our goal and our mission as we're putting together the topics and speakers every year. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of learning and a lot of conversations that happen at the lunch tables, which we serve a really great lunch for everyone. And, you know, we get attendees that come from as far south as the Oklahoma Panhandle, Garden City, and as far north as, Ogallala, North Platte, Nebraska to the north. So we cover a pretty wide swath, which is a lot of fun. You get to hear a lot of different experiences and visit with a lot of different people.
Haig explains what topics he will be covering at the conference.
Yes, we've got a lot of moving pieces. You know, the last couple of years, Dorvar and I have spent a lot of time talking about the economics of fertilizer and fertility management. And, you know, we've seen that ease a little bit, but we're still, 70, 80 cent a pound nitrogen. We're still looking at the economics piece of this, but we also got to take into consideration how dry we are. I mean, if we stay dry through this winter and don't have much in the way of profile water at planting time, what are our realistic yield goals and how should we be adjusting our nutrient management strategies as part of that? And then that also kind of ties into the other talk I'm doing, and that is looking at what are our options for crop rotation. We've got a lot of acres we're going to have to decide on the dry land side. Do we fallow it? Do we plant it back to something? And so we're going to use a lot of we're really fortunate to have a lot of long-term rotation data from our Tribune station. And so we're going to take some of that and put economics to it and kind of see, what are our options given the current environment.
Haig gives all the conference details and encourages people to register.
Yeah, so all the information, the full schedule is online. And so it's 2 days, but it's the same program. We've got a full program each day. And so a lot of people, you can come for just 1 day, or if you want to hit every single program, you can come for two. And we've got some people that do that. But all that information is online. They can go to www.northwest.ksu.edu/coveryouracres and all the full schedule and the online registration, more details on the sessions and our speakers, it's all on the webpage. I think you'd be hard pressed not to come away with something that can be a positive, have a positive effect on your management and your bottom line this year.
That's K-State Crop Production Specialist Lucas Haig with insight on the 20th annual Cover Your Acres Winter Conference located in Oberlin, Kansas on January 17th and 18th. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
You've heard of St. Elmo's Fire, but what is it exactly? We have an in-depth look today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. the state's largest farm advocacy organization, brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 17th, the 17th day of the year. Comedians and actors Jim Carrey and Andy Kaufman were both born on this day. It was 206 years ago this month when a remarkable display of St. Elmo's fire occurred in Vermont and New Hampshire. Residents reported an eerie glow and static charges on roof peaks, fence posts, and even their own fingers. A man traveling on horseback recalled his amazement at the luminous appearance of his horse's ears. That bluish glow is actually shimmering plasma created by ionization of molecules in the electric field around objects. The phenomenon is named after the patron saint of sailors who believed it to be a good omen for seagoing vessels. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 32 degrees and of sunrise. Highs in the middle 40s yet today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's a big night for Kansas basketball in the state as the number 2 Kansas Jayhawks are on the road to take on the number 11 Kansas State Wildcats with the interstate rivalry. We tip off this evening at 6 p.m. The Jayhawks had a slight victory over the number 17 Iowa State Cyclones on Saturday this weekend, 62-60, but did pull off the victory and are sitting number 1 in the Big 12 Conference, just above the Wildcats. The victory over the weekend also bumped them up to number 2 on the national AP polls. The Wildcats, on the other hand, had their second loss of the season against the number 17 TCU Horned Frogs on Saturday, 82-68, but they are still maintaining the number 11 position in the national AP polls and number 2 in the Big 12 Conference. After the game tonight, the Wildcats are back in action at home again on Saturday with tip-off at 1 p.m. against Texas Tech. The Jayhawks are back at home against the number 17 TCU Horned Frogs with tip-off at noon on Saturday. The Wichita State Shockers are off until Thursday with tip-off at 6 p.m. on Thursday against Memphis. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hanover Wildcats were able to defeat the Centralia Panthers 43-40 as the number 16 Wildcats continue their march. And an impressive 8-2 season. Centralia loses their first game of the year. We'll drop to 8-1 in boys play, 5-1 in league play. In the second game of the night, the Hanover Wildcats led the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs from the tip and never looked back. Hanover held a 21-5 lead at the end of quarter, ended the game winning 49-32. They were led in scoring by Tessa Losey with 11 and Macy Hawley with 10. In the final game of the evening, the Clifton Clyde Eagles defeated the Valley Heights Mustang in boys action 70-38. Clifton Clyde jumped out to a quick 26-5 run, thanks in part with 12 points from Coy Steinbrecht, as he was second leading scorer with 23. Jake Skochny pitched in 24. For KNDY Radio, I am Max Blasky.
Twin Valley League action Monday. In the girls' division, top seed Hanover outlasted Valley Heights 49-32. 10th seed host Washington County knocked off number 2 Frankfort 50-41. 3rd seed Donova West advanced past Centralia 50-41. And it was Clifton Clyde over Lynn 48-38. Setting up girls' semifinals on Thursday, Hanover versus Clifton Clyde at 6, Washington County and Donova West at 7:30. In boys' play Monday, top seed Clifton Clyde rolled Valley Heights 70-38. Second seed Blue Valley over Washington County 58-35. And it was 6th seed Hanover knocking off 3rd seed Centralia boys 43-40, while Axtell beat Troy 53-45. Boys' semifinals on Friday, Clifton Clyde versus Axtell at 6. Blue Valley meets Hanover at 7:30. Tuesday night tip-offs, Onega and Wetmore girls, Troy and Axtell girls at 6, Wetmore and Frankfort boys, Onega and Lynn boys at 7:30. Monday night pool play in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. St. Mary's defeats Hiawatha Boys 72-55. On Tuesday, Atchison meets Jackson Heights at 4:30. Top seed Marysville faces 7th seed Hiawatha at 6. Nemaha Central hosts St. Mary's Academy at 7:30. Marysville Hiawatha Boys at 6 Tuesday, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Kansas, Kansas State, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock tip on FM 95.5. Dillard Waddell plays host to Southern in girls and boys action Tuesday.
KNDY.
Cottonwood falling like snow in July. Sunset Riverside, four-wheel drives and a taillight circle. Roll down the windows, turn it on up. Pour a little Crown in a Dixie cup. Get the party started. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. That kind of thing makes a man. And spilling that homemade wine on your tied up t-shirt. Every little kiss is driving me wild. Throwing little cherry bombs.